I'm Max, co-founder of Ragged Edge, a branding agency based here in London. And this is Untalented by Unknown and Canva.
I'd love you to explain what you do, imagining I am a 14-year-old girl.
I run a branding agency, and what that means is we help companies decide what to focus on. And then once they've decided that, we help them figure out how to communicate that through things like logos and typefaces, and we help bring them to life on things like websites and packaging.
What is the one thing that accelerated you to where you are now? If you were listening to this and you were the 14-year-old and you said, "Do this, it will get you to where I am faster," what would that be?
For me, it was finding people that were better than me and working with them, finding ways to work with them and learn from them. Everything I know how to do now is because I found someone who knew how to do it better than I could.
What would the top 10% of a human being earn in the sector that you're in? So what would they like take home?
So I think globally, you can kind of like in the US, go and work, do this, working for a tech company, you can kind of pick a number, add a couple of zeros, and you're pretty much there. If you're in the UK, you can still do well, but it's, I don't know, mid hundreds.
What's one brand do you think is doing brave work that is working right now?
I speak to one I know very well, but we've worked with Wise, the money transfer, or originally like a money transfer app. What was amazing about those guys was that they were up for not behaving like a fintech, and not doing all the things that the classic kind of banks and other money platforms are doing. They wanted to break the rules and they wanted to sound different. They wanted to look different. They wanted to behave differently. And yeah, together we've managed to, I think, pull that off. And it's working. And I think, yeah, all the numbers are going in the right direction. Share price went up. Maybe we can take a bit of credit for that.
Branding buzzword that you'd happily retire tomorrow.
I think any of the language, like brand strategy, is really, really confusing
Why?
because everyone has like different words for the same things, and no one knows what the difference between a vision and a mission and a purpose. I would very much like to throw all that in the bin and start again, to be honest, and just say what we mean.
Most underrated trait in a creative leader.
I think empathy for the audience that you're working for, really understanding them and being curious about that and why they feel a certain way. But probably even more importantly, like empathy for the team. Creative leaders sometimes get quite a bad rep for being quite ego driven and quite stubborn. And I think the ability to have that empathy for the people around you who are doing the work and is a superpower.
How do you help brands balance consistency with the need to evolve at the same time?
You're often trying to balance, yeah, two very different things. You want to feel different and distinctive from everybody out there, but you've got to do that in a way that retains the recognizability of the brand. And so it's about figuring out what is most recognizable, most unique, most distinctive to you. And then you use the other elements that maybe are less ownable by that brand, or less already owned by that brand, to really drive up the difference and the distinctiveness.
What role does failure play in building a resilient creative culture?
I think the weird thing about creativity is but working in the creative industry is that you're constantly failing and you're creating and creating and creating and most of that goes in the bin, or a lot of it goes in the bin. A lot of it's going to get feedbacked. A lot of it you're going to come away feeling like if you haven't got it right the first time, you might feel like you failed, and you have to realize that they're not failures. They're just getting you to the answer, and so you need to keep iterating and keep changing. And not getting it right first time is just a sign that you're doing the job.
How do you approach branding in an era where AI can generate content instantly?
You have to focus on creating some distinctive things. Like you've got to figure out like how do you create these distinctive assets that are consistent, whether they're logos, typefaces, colors, art direction, whatever it is. And just because you can make anything with AI doesn't mean you should, because you have to make sure that you're building the brand, you're building those. Like in the industry, we talk about like memory structures, and so you've got to be consistent.
What is the weirdest shit that you've used ChatGPT for?
I was using it last night to figure out why my plants keep dying. My favorite is I have this oven at home that I don't really know what the symbols do. And like every time I try and do something, like to try and figure out how you turn off the timer or something, I have to take a photograph of it. And I have to use it honestly, every single time.
What is the slogan to your life?
If we're talking about my job, it's like difference pays. What's difference gets noticed, it gets remembered, and ultimately it gets chosen. Try and just keep learning. Just keep questioning stuff. When you see it, and when you're around it, and like remembering to sort of think, why have people done that? Why are people doing this? Why do people think this way? And you have to learn why something works. Is it important? Do we have to keep it? Is it performing a role that we need? Or is it something we can throw away and introduce something different and better? But I think at the moment as well, like, because everything's changing, like everything is changing very, very fast. It is really important at the moment to be just like constantly learning and constantly trying to embrace this new stuff and figure out how you can use it and be open to it. The way brands work doesn't really change. The way people remember them, the way, like, if you can get people to notice and remember them, they will be more likely to choose them. That stuff is consistent and that hasn't ever changed.
Does the client voice, what they're asking for, does that change? Or what is the thing that kind of changes and what doesn't?
Yeah, the thing that's always true is that a brand is an idea and you have to help people understand what that idea is, and you have to communicate it consistently time and time and time and time and time again. You always have to do that. That's always the job. But obviously the way you do that and the technologies you use and the tools you use to do that will change and will continue to change.
What do you think will be the biggest difference about Ragged Edge in 3 years?
I would like to think that the mindset and what we're trying to do will remain consistent, but the way we are doing things will have to change and will evolve. Like a creative agency, you have to stay at the cutting edge of culture. That's where it's interesting and that's where it's happening. And so at the moment, no one knows what's going to happen. And like, honestly, anybody that does has got something to sell.
If you're really honest, which part are you hoping isn't the part that changes?
It would be nice, wouldn't it, with AI that we can keep hold of the things we care about and get rid of the things we don't like. All the things that get in the way, all the kind of stuff that gets in the way of the pure creative expression, whether that's a kind of admin and all that type of stuff, whether it's like friction in communication. Let's have AI do all that. And then we can focus on the ideas and the creativity. And of course, there are going to be loads of new tools to express that. But it would be nice, and I really hope and believe that that creativity is going to be the thing that we need to hold on to and find new ways of expressing. I don't know how the technology is going to evolve, but I do know that there's always going to need to be people pushing brands to do things different to what everybody else is, to do the unexpected and like often the irrational, because it's often that irrationality that is the thing that gets you noticed.